December 28, 2020, it's the Watt for Pedro show. For Pedro Show, happy Monday. I think it's the last Monday of the year.
Yeah, must well, be, yeah.
You can hear my guests, people. Yes, I'm not man alone, even though Brother Matt's at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Park because he's quite in quarantino mode. I got with me Ricardo Dias Gomez. And I didn't say Gomez, people, because in Portugal, they don't put a Z on the end of that name. Same with Rodriguez. I learned that by Torin. I learned that by Torin. But welcome aboard, Ricardo.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, what?
Big honor. And we got to give big congrats to Stevie Bono for making the connect.
Exactly, yeah. Big shout out to him, our friend Stephen Bono.
Yeah, beautiful man. Okay, yeah. We start with John Coltrane doing The Promise, something live. And then Ricardo Dias Gomez with Precipicio.
Yeah, precipicio.
Yeah, I think we would say precipice, a kind of Latin word for the edge of a cliff, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right. We share so much. A lot of it's pronunciation, even in the fucking same language. So let's go back with your musical journey. Please tell me your earliest musical recollection. You said you were a real man. Rio de Janeiro.
Well, yeah, Rio de Janeiro, where we have like a shitload of rain, and I really could use some rain now. I love it. yeah, my father is a musician. He's a trumpet player.
Ah, great. Jazz
man, yeah. So I had a piano in my house since like ever. So I started like playing, like for just like banging the piano when I was early child. So yeah, my first recollections is just like, you know, composing like random stuff in the piano. And then like in the early teenagehood, I started some formal, you know, classes into classical music.
Can I ask you about school? Like, you know, with all the other fucking chicos, choir or marching band or the recorder. Did you do any music at school as a kid?
Well, my school did offer some music lessons when I was a teenager. So, I mean, there must be something recorded from those days, but I'm not sure.
Recorder is a type of flute, and a lot of schools, yeah, in U.S., England, maybe, mainly, but it's a kind of flute that kids, it's diatonic, huh? So, you know, you never are out of key, right? Right? It's just a little fucking plastic thing with holes in it, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, I would start, like, really get into the classical music world, playing the piano. My father was a jazz man, so I would listen to a lot of jazz back home. But at some point in my life, in my teenagerhood, I really got like bored by all this jazz training world. I started listening to some rock. I had some good friends at school that would show me some stuff like Jimi Hendrix and, you know, The Stooges, and I started listening to James Chance and the Contortions.
Ah, yeah.
And, yeah, the Meters. And so it was a big change for me, like, by my late teenagehood years. I would want to stop all this really formal training and just pick up the bass guitar and play more visceral stuff. And so, yeah, it was like, I made like the opposite path of a lot of people, right? People start listening to a lot of Ramones and stuff, and then they got more chill and jazzy. I made the opposite thing. I started very jazzy, and then I went straight up into punk and reggae and all those genres.
So, left hand, a piano, did it help with bass guitar?
I think so. Piano is like a good instrument to learn first, for sure, because you can see like how it works, right? Like melody or harmony wise.
There's one button for every note.
Yeah, you can really see them, right?
Right. Whereas, for example, the bass guitar, 4-string 1, we have the same note in 3 different places. 4 different places sometimes, right?
Okay.
But
that's a thing, too. To play the bass, I felt like I didn't need to think as much. You know, piano, you have to always be thinking where I can put my hands, where I cannot put my hands. And the bass, I could just feel that you could just play one note at the time, you know?
Right. Sort of like a drummer.
Yeah, I have more rhythm and... It was like a great like passion and cure for me, you know, getting more visceral.
You know, music. A drummer, there's not many intervals, right? They have notes, but they last only a very short time. So it's the way you hit them. And in a way, I know the bass guitar looks like a guitar, but it's kind of more like a drum.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends how you work it. What was the first record you bought with your own money?
Oh, I think it was like from a band from Brazil called Paralamas do Sucesso. The record's called Selvagem. I remember being in a store, and I was just looking for the best cover, you know.
The artwork.
The artwork, exactly.
Yeah. I'm the same way. But, you know, when you're a kid, you don't have a lot of money. So I'm curious, what would you first spend your money on?
Yeah, but the record's really good. I'm tricky. Yeah.
Did you end up getting to see this band play live?
Yeah, in some festival. Yeah, back in the day, I've seen them. Yeah, they're good.
What was the first band you got to see play live?
Oh, shit, man. I have no idea. Probably I've seen my father playing.
That's right.
Playing some jazz.
Sure.
Most likely.
I want to play Teleparada.
Cabeça. Crema. Sedução. Sobrevoo. Carriche. Desperta, gira. Diz. Alcança, quer deixar. Agarra. Fugir não. Pode. Sino, toca. Apoio. Boas. Papel. Idoso, bicheiro. Pagilança. Ânsias. Vegetava, disse, redor de jejum. Qualquer alô. Depois. Densidade, ides. Suava, sushi, diabas, algo, Isabel. Doses, pelejando, torre, roi, Disney, doentes, skates, assina, sub, escasso, sóis, alalaú, romã, bebês, quer, neo, jeito, hidro, sistema, apaga, sala, postagem, gabada, ociosa, labareda, doença, eleger, cisões, joga amarela, turca, senha, risadas, acabou, poodles, banana, ajeitar, zumbi. Manta uno, ajeta, pleno podendo amava. We'll be right back.
funny way, I'm only 10% happy. Trying to make it through the day, I'm only 10% happy.
Bye. The star date, 237, 534, 123. Poésie du jour. Anticipating gifts aside from the avalanche. Sharing until it hurt. Hurled through embedded airs. Daring narratives quelled furtive darts out of layers. Words once locked away from the tired and keyless. In truth, lie and kiss better than an alibi in distress. Admittedly starving of the dearest embraces, strangles ambition by barbed wire, dearth of faces, one by one resounding in peril, unexplained, where curs lurk among redounded rank renegades. How are those dreams? Wide, happy, or safe? Reflexing realm breathes green with greed. Uplifted are we in life, sure-handed by faith, needing less than told. Out from constant seethe. Journey nights with the Sandman, such freshening jaunts. Inhale, climbing to outlast the crumbling hive and debris. Granulating each moment, morsels savored at once. While nary a shepherd's crook in robot clothing is seen. Lick spittle rankles the herdive heart, furs and spleen. Sweat-quivered puddles reflect the opposite of oases. Yet to glimpse beyond the shroud of squalor one sees, vastly unfold without cease, horizons of opportunity. For upon every hill gleams after one's toil, sweetest prize, where hunger is the tastiest gravy, and home everywhere lies. As magnetic smiles light footsteps without greed or disguise, and no effort goes unheeded or underutilized. To dodge clouds, sucking at ground level grows easy, some say cool. Thumb drivers unwash that digit, right, left, up, down, the dance of the fool. Rockets sugar the feet in synaptic repose while we breathe ether and air. Tingly toes propel our isms through pools of community for every care. Ballad at the masquerade seems folly at the least. The puddle quivers while around gooey dross some skating awareness, stoic and unshivered, sprays of frosty shards determine safe vectors, chilling to the bone, outracing detractors, still distracted, scheming and all alone. To have been grifted the lesson of to fish remains surely one of the gifts. Sharing grew easier every time, favors must be given, by asking, of course, first whether the cart before the horse would shift the story uphill, of sorts, where cascades of laughter shimmer us in scintillating dew, manna and mist, arriving with seed, skill, stock, ingenuity in the elbowest of greases, can raise spirits and lowest of hearts, clarions of voice into chiming beyond, rippling the views incandescent and new, in blossoming optimisms ceaseless, as the tiniest hand waters the land, washing hope into hearts now unbound. We unravel in the moment and become nothing all at once, and everything is us all around. We will all forgive one another to the shiniest of sound, laughing as everyone is lifted up into the sound.
Oh.
Watch for Pedro Show. Start that chunk of music off with Ricardo Diaz Gomez, Tela Parada. And then we had Crushed by Pimps, a remix from Señor Al, a psychedelic remix, it says here. 10% happy, but only one P, so yeah, it's like 20%. You're missing the fucking letter. 38 Tigers live from Bomas Prinden. God damn, I still can't say their name right, which is kind of rare because they only did 5 or 6 gigs, even though they recorded like, I don't know, 3,500, 5,000 songs. Then we had Orthotonics with Barking Under a Banner, Kim Cooper Complex with Beeswax, Chris Groger with Awaiting Gifts of the Avalanche, and Ricardo Diaz Gomez with Paranormal. Ah, we got that word. Sometimes they're the same, yeah. So what about the thing after school? With like a basement band, a garage band, a bedroom band, you know, with your buddies, like you said, rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, when I left school, like the high school, I had in my mind that I maybe wouldn't go straight to music university school, but I first went to mathematics school because I had some, you know, I was fascinated by, you know, math and physics, but I had to leave that because I was already a musician playing in like 11 bands, you know, every day of the week I would be rehearsing or playing live, so I had to abandon this mathematics world thing, but wow. I did go to...
Let me try to understand. So yeah. you went from no bands to all these bands. Didn't you have any like little bands as a teenager?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's what I was asking about. I was curious.
Right. Sorry. Yeah, with my first band, I was like 11 years old with like a neighbor. He would play the drums and I would play the keyboards. We were like, we had like a guitar guy that would not even plug the guitar, he would just like show, you know,
we call it air guitar.
Yeah, yeah. But there was also a real guitar player in the band, and it was amazing, yeah. Our first gig was at our school. I was maybe 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah. Was it a success?
Not really, but it was quite important for us.
What about the material? Were you guys copying people or writing your own things?
Oh, yeah, we were copying some stuff, but we did write... Yeah, I remember this song one of the guys came up with. I remember... because this guy had a turtle, and the turtle was called Ozzy Osbourne.
Osbourne,
yeah. So, yeah... We would have a song for this turtle with this name.
Like the Black Sabbath singer?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Great. So this leads up to a time you start getting into a lot of bands, huh?
Yeah.
Is it always for fun or is it kind of work too?
At the beginning, just for fun. I could afford it. You know, I have a middle class background. So in my teenagehood, they could afford, you know, like playing with everybody for no money. I was having a lot of fun and getting into a lot of different kind of music and meeting a lot of people. But yeah, my first paid gig, maybe around 18 years old or 19, something like that.
Okay. Now you were talking about math. Now, you being both a music man and then exploring math, did you see connections?
Not at all. People like to see, you know, connections between mathematics and music. I don't think they're really that related.
Well, but, you know, John Coltrane with his investigation of Nicholas Flamsteed's book of scales and things like this.
Right. I know that book, yeah. Yeah, of course, you can look at music from a mathematical, you know, point of view. But the reality is that the the daily stuff you do is really different. You know, it's like the feeling is different.
Yes, the feel is what different. Yeah, one is
mathematics
way more intellectual, right? And music's got a body part.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to move.
Especially bass. Oh man.
Especially bass.
Yeah, a guy I was playing with, he was asking me about, well, you made your bass kind of deep sounding, and why had you give room to the other instruments? Because we're the glue. We gotta glue it. You feel us. You don't sometimes hear us.
Yeah. I love it, man. I love the bass guitar, and I love playing. You know, my bass, the strings are high. So I need to put in strength to play, so I don't have a lot of agility. You know, it can play fast, but I like how it sounds, how it feels to put on strength on the string, pulling it hard, and, you know, listening to that big, you know, fat, low-endy and rhythm thing.
No, that's really interesting, because you know who played with Big Action? James Jamerson.
Oh, right, really?
The guy on all the Motown records. Yeah, because he came from stand-up, right? But they couldn't record stand-up very well. So this new instrument, in fact, my union card used to say Fender bass. Now it's electric bass, right? But the old days it was Fender bass. And
just Fender, yeah.
And he only played with one finger. I don't think bass, here's my theory, Ricardo.
Okay.
Because where our physics, you also said physics, which is kind of a extension of mathematics.
Yeah.
Of physical science. Well, because of the physical situation with the big wavelengths of our notes, the more notes we play, actually smaller we get. We can't play too many notes. Or we stop being bass.
Yeah. But there's a whole bunch of bass guitar players who play a lot of notes. And they, of course, they do sound higher pitched, so you can understand, right?
Yeah, I mean, just think of a drummer. I mean, there's in India, there's a tradition of playing tabla very quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, I could feel some spirit. If they could do that with a bass guitar, okay. You know what I mean? I think we're bringing these kind of ideas into the real world, and we're using these machines to try to be part of the expression. So I try to impose these kind of superficial things. I don't know. I think James Jamerson, maybe coming from stand-up bass and knowing the limitation of how high those strings were. You're the first guy to be on my show, almost 20 years now, to talk about liking high action on a bass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody wants it low so they can, what's the word over here? We say shred, huh?
Shredding, yeah.
Yeah, it's a joke. There's no feeling, right? Shredding just means
right. Yeah, it's just mathematics.
Yeah. So what you're talking about to me really is essential stuff. Essential stuff, whether you've been playing 1 week or 10 years. This is good stuff to know. And interesting hearing how it came from. And you coming from another instrument and finding that out. So, the U.S. jazz scene was very influenced by Latin America.
Right.
It seems they ran out because they were using the bass as an eighth note driving thing. They wouldn't use the kick drum as the driving thing.
Right.
So they had to have come up with motifs, I think, rhythmic motifs.
Yeah, makes sense.
And you're talking Rio de Janeiro, Girl from Ipanema, right? Well, they call this the West Coast sound, right, in the early 60s jazz.
Yeah, like happy, smooth, and minimal.
That's it, smooth with a V. We say smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah. So, okay. Sorry. So, you're in 11 bands. You say, think, man, taking math classes is too much. So, what do you do next?
Yeah. So, I started, like, playing bass more and more because I would still be playing a lot of keyboards on those bands. On those 11 bands, I would still be playing a lot of keyboards. But I started getting really fed up with the jazz scene, for sure. I felt like people would be trying to emulate some geniuses, but, you know, I felt it like it was a little bit neurotic to be chasing this kind of thing. although I fucking love jazz and I fucking love John Coltrane and everybody, of course, I still listen to that today. But it's a different thing, right? They would do that like a visceral way. They would be like fucked up by society. And that was like a big scream. And so, yeah, I understood that at some point that no, that wasn't for me.
Also, those guys were in the moment. They were trying to copy, you know, Johann Sebastian Bach. You know what I mean? They were in the moment. See, this is always the, you know, the big joke here is Thelonious Monk would have never won the Thelonious Monk contest. Because this is the way humans are. Yeah, they take something and they dry it out and they make it into like a skeleton.
Right.
And put it in a museum inside a box and it can't be touched. And so, yeah, you have people just trying to copy.
Yeah, people try to emulate something, yeah, a lot. And that felt very neurotic to me, and I really got out of this scene and started playing the bass more and more. And the bass, I never had any formal lessons with anybody. I just learned myself. Of course, I knew music already, and I did go to music university, so I knew how to learn by myself. And I have a really different approach playing bass. So yeah, things started getting bigger. I started playing with more interesting and bigger stuff in Rio de Janeiro. And yeah.
Can I ask you about this? A big composition tool is the piano.
Yeah.
Right? Because you got a button for every note and yeah. But what about bass as a composition tool?
I do that a lot. Most of my compositions start on the bass nowadays.
But that's not really the average dealio, right? I wonder why. It's usually the last thing added, right?
Yeah, I need less stuff, you know. I'm most happy when I'm doing the least stuff. And composing in my solo thing, my solo world as an artist is the same. I do like less and less and more skeleton, as you said. So sometimes I just play one bass note, and that's music already. You know, it's how you perform it. And I start writing some lyrics or whatever. So the bass is great for composing. Of course, I sometimes do play like two notes. You know.
I got to tell you, about 40 years ago, there was a band from Athens, Georgia called Pylon, P-Y-L-O-N.
Oh, shit. I love that band.
There's a song called Dub, right? It has one note.
Man, this is perfect. Yeah, I love that band.
That is the best note.
I know that track. I have it in my head right now.
Yeah, and in fact, the lady, they've got a woman singer, and she's singing, "I eat dub for breakfast." And this bass is just, bong,
yeah,
bong.
Yeah.
But I think he's got some kind of effect on it, but it's still one big fat note. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. December 28, 2020, Dishwat Pedro Show. Special guest, Ricardo Diaz Gomez. Hold tight for hour two. December 28, 2020, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
the same. My sister used to work for the FBI. She was Jacob Hoover's right hand man. Then she transferred over to the CIA. She showed me all the secret plans.
Yeah. I'll be a guillotine queen.
know what the smallest thing in the world is that you can see in the dark? Do you? A lightning bug. They're tiny, and they've each got a dynamo in their rear end. That's no fooling. They can light up whenever they want to, and they want to light up in the dark. Their keno senses lighten up in the daylight. They wear the dynamo out. Here's how it works. One dynamo in every lightning bug. One dynamo in every rear end.
Pedro Show started off the second hour with O Tempo from Do Amor. This is a project you're involved with.
Yeah, Do Amor, my band with my good friends from Rio de Janeiro. Those guys are close friends really since my teenagehood. And at some point we would be playing with different people. We would serve as a band for people in general. And then at some point we decided to form our own thing, so the four of us do a more. And this track.
I love this track, O Tempo.
Yeah.
Great tune.
Cool.
Then we had Sam Bennett doing Sever the Snake, Cosmos Shies with Guillotine Queen. What was her name? Susie Quattro. She had a song called The Glycerine Queen, Detroit. First lady I saw, you know, not playing tambourine or rock and roll band, she played bass. And rock, I think her brother was on guitar. The Heat Incorporated with Your After Love song, Quiet Pig from Italy with Thanks for the Flowers, Joy Cut Domino, Dynamo from David Greenberger and Prime Lands, and finally, Junta Espirito, Ricardo Diaz Gomez. So, you're in Portugal now.
Yeah.
So what happened between what happened between Portugal and maybe Doamar?
Well, like I left so many stuff back in Brazil, so many bands and projects for coming here to live here. I mean, we are still a band, Doamar, and I still collaborate with many other projects back in Brazil. I don't feel like I really left Brazil. I'm still there. I go there very often. But for sure, being in another continent makes, you know, things different, right?
But was it a musical idea to bring you to Portugal?
Not really. Although, of course, a whole new world opens up for me, a whole new continent to explore. But, yeah, my wife is Portuguese.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we lived in Rio for 7 years. And I have kids, man. I have 3 kids.
Ah, righteous.
Yeah. So,
I got to tell you, I got to play with some experimental people in Lisbon. There's an experimental music scene there.
Sure, for sure. Cool.
Yeah. This, like, there'd be a Stooges gig in Lisbon, and we'd have a couple days off. And especially Brother Steve McKay, the sax man, he knew about these people.
Nice.
And also in Porto. And these guys playing really wild stuff, wide open.
Yeah. That's a good scene in Portugal. That free improv thing is really wild, really good in Portugal. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all over the place. I don't know, you know, because there's with music, you always get the idea, like we were talking with jazz, tradition, right? And then you got, well, what's tomorrow? Well, I don't know. Tomorrow hasn't got here yet.
Yeah.
I mean, what are your thoughts on that stuff?
Yeah, I want to do contemporary stuff for sure. I mean, old stuff can sound contemporary still nowadays, but I don't want to repeat anything. I want to come up with something really new and relevant. And I mean, I have to say that takes effort, right?
Getting something relevant.
It takes time, a lot of back and forth, and
we don't get a lot of
that nowadays because everybody wants to put out material. They want to show up in the social media stuff. But yeah, I need to always take a step back and really ask myself if what I'm doing is relevant, if I want to put that out.
We say here trial and error. And I think it's the way a kid learns skateboard. You just don't get on and, you know what I mean? You fall down, you get back up.
Yeah, you need that, yeah.
Yeah, so this thing of, the idea of relevance, I like that. That's great. I want to play Farmacia.
Cool.
Yeah. beleza da azul. Está bem mais fundo que o mar. Tudo é um risco tão feliz. Imagem de céu, beira do mim. Azul, angel e joal. Tudo é imenso.
Pedro Show. That chunk of music started off with Ricardo Diaz Gomez and Star Rover with Farmacia. Tell us, Ricardo.
Yeah, this is like a joint adventure with my friends Jeremy Gustin and Will Grave from New York. So they have this duo thing, and we recorded that in Lisbon like 3 years ago. I love that track. It's wild, and we did that record like in 3 or 4 days, not much planning, but a lot of desire to do stuff together. Yeah, that's
did they come to Portugal, or did you do it in New York City?
They came to Portugal, yeah, for some gigs. They would be playing with some artists, and we put it together.
Yeah. Also, you know, it's kind of econo to live in Portugal, right, if you're an artist? Because the economy is a little lower right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's hardcore for musicians everywhere, right?
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I mean, I think the scene here is not that big. So, of course, you have more chances living in a big city like London or Berlin or New York. But as is it small, it's also, I mean, it opens up some possibilities. If you do something, a well-done shit, you know, really well thought out, you also have space. If you go to London, maybe there's too much shit going on, and it's hard to go through.
A lot of competition, but also big rent.
Yeah.
Big rent, Ricardo. A lot of dinero, you know. Then, I got to tell the people, we heard Parallel Pyres with High Collar, Waku Waku Kingdom with Gaga, Don the Tiger, Boomerang, Rhythm Plague with RP Tango, and then Vike, Komikar. This is another, maybe you were a sideman, Thomas Kunha Ferreira?
Right, yeah. My sideman, I'm playing the bass on that record.
Yeah. Great bass.
It's beautiful, right? It's like a Portuguese artist. He is also a painter. He's not only into music. And I really love that record.
But what was the connect, Ricardo?
He's like a friend of mine from, I met him through my wife. Actually, I should say the opposite. Actually, this guy presented me my wife.
Wow. The opposite. He's the connect with your wife. Yeah,
totally. Yeah, I would come to Portugal to play with Caetano Veloso.
Yeah.
And I met, like, Tomás in one of those gigs.
I like this idea, though, that artists can get together, even though one's a visual and one's a musical, and maybe one guy does a little part-time. But the arts actually overlap, is my point.
Sure, yeah, sure. It's like a mindset, right, to chase something like that's not there yet. Yeah.
Yeah, and then even inside the disciplines, this idea of genre, I think this stuff is kind of destructive. It's too much barrier.
Yeah. That's something I love about Brazil in general. We don't give a shit, you know, like you can play punk and jazz and nobody gives a shit.
Things
in Europe is more fragmented, you know, the punk scene, the rock scene, the jazz improv scene, the traditional jazz scene, and people don't really know each other, you know. Brazil's like everybody can play with everybody and it's cool. And,
it gets really crazy. I mean, even among punk, I remember when I love Tim Yohannan, but Maximum Rock and Roll, all of a sudden there's different kinds of punk. There's crust, there's dirge, there's power violence. What the fuck is it? It sounds all the same to me. You know, rock and roll is rock and roll. Or music is music. It's rhythm, notes, sometimes some words, hopefully a lot of feeling. No, what I mean is, if you forget about the feeling, it just becomes little like, I remember asking Per, you know, when I was helping the Portal for Pyro guys, how can you tell the difference between these kind of, you know, cool, chill, dubstep, chill wave, whatever. And he said, Mike, it's the beats per minute. I was like, oh, man, okay. I love that guy, though, man. He's good. We're at the end of the second hour, December 28, 2020, Deshwat Pedro Show. Special guest, Ricardo Diaz-Gomez. Hold tight for hour three. December 28, 2020. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Lady, why not get her life back? Lady, light that shines inside without you. Without you say, lady, I would cry if you care. Crazy, I am blind, living light. I have no light that shines inside without you.
Watch for Pedro show. Estamos en breve. Zumbi Domato. So that's what we started the third hour off. Tell us about this tune here, this project.
Yeah, this project, that could not really exist nowadays. The lyrics are really fucked up, you know, politically wrong.
Uh-oh.
I don't endorse it at all, but, I mean, this band was like the real shit, like really underground, wild,
yeah.
The most crazy ever I've ever played. We would play like in the neighborhoods of Rio de Janeiro. I would not hang usually.
Favela?
No, not really favela. It's just that, like, I was like raised like a middle class guy, like Ipanema, Copacabana, places you would know.
Sure.
And that band introduced me to this whole new Rio de Janeiro musical scene, and I love it. I love it. Having had that experience. And this band is like really wild. Those guys are like the best, and yeah, but it's
Mato, wild. Is Mato crazy?
No, Mato is
Italiano. It's crazy.
This Mato is forest, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So like what, the forest zombies?
Yeah, zombie from the forest.
Yeah. Okay, we crane after that with Sea Shanty Lady, Itch.io, Garden of Igigi, Indementia di Galepios from Io, Rio Sonam Bula, Aruba Aboa. This is a Portuguese guy who's living in Brazil making music. Not Brazil, Berlin, I'm sorry. Fucking what? Think Fast from Rote. Jerome Parker Wells out of St. Louis with Pivotal Pressure. And finally, I Have No Light That Shines Inside Without You from Negro Leo. from the Black Lion. Okay, what's that project, Negro Leo?
Yeah, this is one of like the new artists from Rio de Janeiro and a friend. I mean, I figured out I should like put together a list of music from, you know, interesting stuff, not only my own stuff, right? So I'm just playing there at that track. But this guy should be checked out. He's really interesting.
Ah, so you're not in this music, but this is a guy you admire.
No, I'm playing in this track, yeah.
You are? What are you doing, bass?
No, I think I played keyboard.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
You know, we got to tell people the way they say bass in Brazil and Portugal. Baixo.
Baixo.
It's the greatest sound, yeah, because the X's, people, it's kind of in fact, Portuguese has all this SH sound. Baixo.
Yeah.
So it's not bajo, it's a baixo. And then I found out, you know, I have a fucked up rodilla, a fucked up knee. And so I found that, you know, it's coho here. But you guys, caixo, the X again.
Caixo.
Yeah, cripple, lame.
Cuxo.
Cuxo. Oh, okay.
Cuxo.
I probably fuck up everything. So, right now, there's no gigs, right? But are you composing, recording?
Yeah, I'm doing that a lot. And I've been practicing really hard. I'm getting my hands all beefed up for sure.
What is your method of prac?
Well, it's been changing throughout the years. I'm more into like doing like workout now, you know, just like moving the fingers, like not musical thing, just playing the notes and doing some workout for the hand. But of course, you are like there, like doing your workout, and at some point you get musical, you get ideas, and you end up composing, and you end up recording something. So I've been recording, yeah, quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and you trade files via the internet?
Yeah, we have been doing that a lot, too.
See, the internet is not all bad. Good things can come out of the internet.
Yeah,
it's not all bad. Yeah. I'm going to play here Caetano Veloso. I've heard of this guy. This guy's famous.
Yeah, he's like super famous everywhere.
Right. Great singer from Brazil. Yeah, okay.
Triste Bahia, ó quão dessemelhante. Estás e estou do nosso antigo estado. Pobre te vejo a ti, tua me empenhado. Rica te vi eu já, tua me abundante. Triste Bahia, ó quão dessemelhante. A ti tocou-te a máquina mercante, que em tua larga barra tem entrado. A mim vem me trocando e tem trocado tanto negócio e tanto negociante. Pastinha já foi a África. Pastinha já foi a África. Pra mostrar capoeira do Brasil. Eu já vivo tão cansado de viver aqui na terra. Deus te
Thank you. abusado, já nos davam por vencido. Bebo liso e abusado, já nos davam por vencido.
Antigamente, antigamente, antigamente.
Sopinha, né? Ouvi de sopinha.
Pedro Show, last music for this edition. We had Triste Bahia. There's a John Coltrane record called Bahia. Caetano Veloso. You know, I'm thinking about jazz guys getting influenced by Latin rhythms. Dizzy Gillespie really got into this Afro-Cuban stuff. And I got to see him do it just solo. Just him and his horn and him, you know, getting rhythmic with and melodic at the same time, but man alone. Shelley's Manhole. Yeah, Raymond Pettibone took me. Yeah, it was crazy. He's wearing a big old dashiki. It was beautiful. It was an experience of my life. I was crying. Then we had Clara Rockmore. She was one of the pioneers on the theremin. In fact, I think a protege of the guy who invented it. Aria from Bacanais Brasileiras Numero 5. Clara Rockmore. And Miniature 5 from Mike Cooper. The Xenochronic AMM All-Stars. And I'm on the bass, on the bass show there. Sci-Fi Hangover Cure. And finally, Pela Orla dos Velos Tempos from Lucas Santana. Spelled a little different, but... And Celico Natural. Tell us about that that project. Lucas Santana.
Yeah, Santana. Lucas Santana is from Bahia.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
he's an artist. You know the John Coltrane record I'm talking about, Bahia?
I don't have the sound in my head, but, yeah, he has the record called Bahia, right? Yeah.
Okay, so this guy's an artist from there?
Yeah, he's from Bahia. I think he might be coming to live in Lisbon, actually. I just heard that. And, yeah, this is the first guy who put me to tour around Brazil, playing the bass. And at that time, we would play like very dub-like, reggae dub sound. So that was really important for me, like starting to play that. And it was crazy, you know, traveling around and playing dub music. I miss that.
Yeah, big fat sound. Can I ask about your touring? Were you up in the northeast part of Brazil? Because I heard the music scene there is much different.
Yeah. Brazil is infinite, man. Everywhere you go has a thing, you know.
Sure. That's great.
So, yeah.
I want to check it out because I've only been in that south east corner, you know. And there's this huge thing. There's all
the best.
Yeah, there's all the inside, and like I said, the stuff in the northeast on the coast way up. And so you getting the tour. So I got to thank, Mr. Santana for taking you on tour. There's nothing like that. A guy taking you on tour when you're young.
Yeah.
What a gift. What a gift to give someone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, I can say like the northeast part, Recife, like it's amazing. You really have to go there and see stuff. It's wild and beautiful. Yeah.
And where can people find you on the internet?
Mostly everywhere, Bandcamp.
No, is there a Ricardo Diaz Gomez website?
No. I mean,
there will be.
I have like Instagram, Facebook.
I know, but those are owned by big companies. You can make your own.
Right.
It's like having your own fanzine. Did you have fanzines when you were in Rio de Janeiro as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's kind of like a website.
Bandcamp's cool. I think they're cool.
Bandcamp is very cool.
Yeah.
I think Bandcamp is one of the best things happening for music people on
the internet. The only one that's cool, right?
That's right. I think so. I think all the rest are jive and bullshit.
Me too. I hate everything.
Oh, man. Look, it's been a huge honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much. When you get some new music, will you bring it to me so I can play it for the people?
Cool, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. I mean, really, man, what you're doing is fucking happening.
Cool.
Okay. You thank too. You. Keep on keeping on, brother. People, it's been December 28, 2020. Just what? Pedro, keep your powder dry.